Picture Sunday morning, Methodist Church on Broadway and Center Street. And I am, if I remember correctly, in my late teens. From the lectern I hear, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." About 20 minutes later, from the pulpit, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." And for whatever reason, that Sunday, that combination of words was like a mind torque. And it's like, wait, we're one, we're three. And I started being aware of the questioning that I had been doing for a long time. My summer reading when I was 12 years old was a book that I found on my mother's bookshelf called How the Great Religions Began. And it covered all of the major ones. Again, no UU. And I remember when I closed it, I said, if I weren't already a Christian, I'd be a Jew because it's the only other one that makes any sense. Well, as you know, in New Ulm, we don't really have a Jewish community. And I didn't explore anything at that point. But then, in my late teens, early 20s, in what I like to call my black and white phase, where I needed absolutes, I could not handle shades of gray. And it must have been probably within a year of the dichotomy between the one and the three. I did what I call my eye blink in time as a Wisconsin Synod Lutheran. But it didn't take me very long to discover that I didn't fit. I spent probably in the next 14 years trying to figure out what I was, who I was, what I believed, and where I could fit. I decided that I was an agnostic, but I wasn't an atheist. And then when I returned to college as an adult, I got exposed to existentialism. I liked that. And I started calling myself an existentialist. And then I had my daughter, my early to mid-30s. And when she was in nursery school, she had a little classmate from a conservative Christian family who started talking to my daughter about God and Jesus. And I decided I needed to take control, we all know I'm a control freak, of that particular aspect of my daughter's knowledge. But I didn't know what to do. I knew myself, I couldn't go back to a Christian church. I'd been in enough congregations all over from Minnesota to California and points in between to know that I didn't fit. I would sit in a service and I would pick out what words I could sing in the hymns or how I could pray. I would feel like the kid looking in the window of the candy shop because I couldn't go in, not where those people were, because I just couldn't. Well, now I have to regress a little bit. When I came home from my travels out west, my parents got very upset with me because I wasn't going to church. And they realized that a lot of the books I was bringing home from the library, even though they were fiction, had Jewish themes to them. So they sat me down for the talk. And I explained I couldn't take part in organized religion. And I couldn't be a Christian anymore because I had too many questions and all of the reasons why. And my stepmother mentioned Nora Unitarian Church. I don't think she called it Nora. I think she just said, well, there's a Unitarian church in Hanska. Why don't you check them out? Well, I didn't even know what Unitarian was. And believe it or not, after all the years of living in New Ulm, I had been in Hanska once when I was about 5 years old. I had no idea where it was in relation to New Ulm. So that went by the wayside. I moved up to the cities. Okay, now we're back to where my daughter is in nursery school. So I bit the bullet, and I went to a rabbi of a conservative synagogue, and I said, I would like to study with you to see if I want to become Jewish. I had done enough reading that I knew that in the course of the study, he would question me three times to see whether I was serious. I knew that if I said I didn't feel worthy, that he would have to take me, but I didn't play any of those cards. And I started studying. And I went to synagogue. My daughter went with me. And it was the closest thing to a fit that I had found. Well, eventually Dick and I started going together. And he was trying to understand how I could go from Christianity to Judaism and all those points in between I'd been at. And we had some heated discussions. And finally, one day in frustration, when he was trying to get me to define things, I said, look, God is, period. That's it. I don't try to define him, and I use him. I don't try to explain how he works. We don't know. I could be wrong, but in my mind, God is, and I'm okay with that. If for you it's something else, I'm okay with that for you, but I can only do what I can do for me. Then he moved me to Gibbon, and he started going back to the Catholic Church, and he's not here, I can confess this. It broke my heart. Because what I learned from Dick when we were going together is that his grandfather's family was Jewish on his father's side. And they hid their Judaism in the 40s and 50s because of anti-Semitism. And Dick's dad did not even know that he was Jewish until his father told him on his deathbed and made them promise never to tell their children. Well, Dick's uncle Gus kept that vow. His father thankfully didn't. Well, now we come. I got it in my head that because I was Jewish and his ancestry was Jewish, I would bring him back to Judaism. Okay. He doesn't know that, thank God. Anyway, so we're in Gibbon. He's going to Catholic Church, and I have no place to go. And I saw a story in the paper about you, Saturday nights in St. Peter, put on by the Unitarian Church of Hanska. And I thought, aha, I know where St. Peter's is. I can go check this out and see what I think. So I showed Dick the article, and I said, you can do what you want to do, but I'm going. If you want to come with, fine. If you don't, that's okay too, because I know you're happy at St. Willibrord's. Well, he went with. We went. We met Alan and Carol and Janet and Noah and some other people whose names I never did get, Jill Wagner. And when we left there, I said, I think I can do this. I'm not sure. But we decided we'd come out for Sunday service the next morning. And I got home and got on the computer. And I went, oh, maybe not. Dick says, what's wrong? The website shows that altar. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is a Unitarian church. Why do they have this picture of Christ on the altar? Dick said, let's just go see. You know, you liked it tonight, go see tomorrow. So I came out, and I've been coming ever since. I must have taken a test similar to Alicia's because I came out 100% Reformed Jew. A second thing was Sikh. I do not know, in all honesty, if I lived somewhere where I could go to a synagogue, if I would still be coming to a Unitarian church or not. What I do know is that for the first time in decades, I can walk in the door and sit down, and I'm not the kid looking in the candy shop window. I belong just like everybody here belongs. And I can stand up here and say I believe in God and nobody is going to drop their teeth or turn their back on me. I can say that social responsibility is more important to me than social justice. So if you want to know what I mean by that, you can ask me because I know what I mean. That, okay. To me, justice is something that is meted out by somebody, and it usually involves a number of people taking action. And that's fine, and it's good, and we need that. But I believe before we can have social justice, we need social responsibility. Each of us has to realize that we are responsible for what we do and our actions and the consequences of those actions and how they impact other people. And we have a responsibility to do no harm, to... I don't do the Christian golden rule. I do Hillel's golden rule. Don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want them to do to you. And the reason for that is that people who have low self-esteem and a lot of issues do not see themselves as worthy of positive treatment by other people. And if they aren't worthy of that positive treatment, they can't do it to somebody else. But if you, how many of us as parents haven't said to a child, don't do that. How would you feel if somebody did that to you? And those first steps of empathy are very, very important. So those are my beliefs. I believe in God, whatever. I believe in social responsibility, in learning what our consequences of our actions are, how we relate to other people. I believe that Nora is probably the best UU congregation that exists. I was surprised when I went to the conference last year. No matter who I talked to, from what congregation they belonged, they all knew about Nora. They all had heard positive stories about it. We have just one huge reputation in the UU community, and not just in Minnesota. I have found that I can handle the picture on the altar. I do prefer the doors closed. And Norma and Jeannie and I were responsible for getting the doors, or coming up with the concept anyway. I think that the three stories we've told here today are really similar to what a lot of people who come here have gone through. I'm looking forward to next month when we hear from the people who have grown up here and have never been anything but UU. I think we're a wonderful mix. I'm proud to be a member of this congregation, and I'm proud to serve as your board chair, and I think you're ridiculous because I don't even know what the seven principles are. I think if I knew them, I would agree with them. Thankfully, I don't have to try to instill them in anybody. I want to thank you all for welcoming me the way you did. I'm not used to something like that. I'm used to sitting in a church service or a synagogue service, almost on the verge of tears because I don't belong. I've never been that way here. Thank you.